LEED certified, probably not Earth Advantage. I guess, is it time to extend our green building standards across the city to all development? I leave that as a question, maybe an open one.
I would have answered yes 20 years ago before LEED was even here, and so you know that. I will be bringing back to you as part of the Central City plan an idea about how could we do that for larger buildings. The city has, we have statewide building codes, which mean we can't adopt our own local building codes, but there may be things we can do through the zoning code, and there may be some things we can do through sort of implementation and interpretation of the building code, but we have never been able to just leapfrog ahead of the rest of the state. But if y'all are interested, I'm more than happy to bring back a few of these ideas.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Does that mean under state law, we have some similar challenges we have with like inclusionary zoning, other things that it would have to be tailored? So, for example, we might have to offer an incentive of some kind in order to get the
desired outcome.
Yes, we can't require something beyond the state code, but we could offer an incentive.
Link it to a bonus or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jackie is nodding.
I bet Jackie's got an idea or two on this subject, too.
So in the next 6 months, you'll hear a few of these ideas as part of both the comprehensive plan and the Central City plan.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Other discussion before we take votes on these items? So let's take a roll call vote first on 395.
395. Fish.
Well, what a nice way to start Earth Day. And congratulations on sustained excellence over many years. And I actually really do like the way the graphic design and the way you organize the stuff. But there's a number of areas that, because of my portfolio, we'll be working closely on. And I particularly appreciate, Susan, your willingness to help us think through some of these policy conundrums we have, particularly with water and conservation. So I look forward to having that conversation. Thank you both for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
I appreciate all the work of all the bureaus and Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and definitely want to recognize Dave Tews for all of his glue that holds a lot of these very complicated projects together. I mean, he has some institutional memory and knowledge that we're gonna lose unless he comes back as a consultant to us. So anyway, thanks, Dave. Aye.
Novick.
I think Earth Day should be an opportunity to celebrate our environmental successes. So I'd like to give a shout out to the Clean Air Act, which has dramatically reduced the number of unhealthy air days throughout American cities, and a shout out to the Clean Water Act, which has drastically increased the number of swimmable and fishable rivers and lakes in the past 40 years, and to the state of Oregon's land use laws, which have reduced sprawl, which promotes energy conservation, and of course to our city bureaus who, as we just demonstrated, are working so tirelessly to reduce waste, reduce energy use, and walk our talk. So thank you very much. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Susan and Michael, for your leadership, and Dave, for all of your years of service. And thanks to all of the bureaus for working together on this. It's a good example of a shared value that we have as Portlanders, that we care about this stuff and we're willing to put time and effort into it. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, I want to second all those comments, including we hope that Dave's advice continues to come to the city somehow, volunteer, consultant, whatever we can work out, because you've been great. And I think what I really want to add to the comments here is that although individually or collectively over the years, the council's shown some leadership on these issues, I appreciate yours today, Commissioner Saltzman, but there have been people in the bureaus over the years that have really been the keepers of the flame. I mean, Susan's been working on these issues since she headed the energy office, and actually before that was on Commissioner Lindbergh's staff, if I got that right. And Michael as well has been working on these issues for a long time. Dave's been here for 25 years. You know, there are a lot of people in the city, in our workforce, who have carried these ideas forward and who are national leaders in their own right. And we appreciate that, and this is a chance to say bravo and let's keep going and let's look for new ways to apply the talent that we have in our bureaus to that shared value and now very clearly stated, restated set of shared objectives. So I really appreciate the work and the progress. Aye. And then item 396.
Fish.
So thanks to everybody, particularly Lessa Kane, for your great work. And we had a fuller discussion on this before, and so I think we all had a chance to make our comments then, but thank you for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And then 405.
Fish?
This is the second reading on the commercial building benchmarking.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I just want to commend again the Bureau and the Mayor's Office for their leadership on this. This is going to be a very important piece of information for furthering people's decisions to locate in buildings that are energy efficient and have other green building features. Knowledge is power, and this is what this is about. Aye.
Novick.
Knowledge is power, and knowledge leads to action. I've got an example of that right here, this little step counter that tells me how many or how few steps I've taken every day, and I guarantee that I walk more since I have this thing. So when people know how much energy their buildings are using, they will spur them to use less.
Fritz.
Well, this is, again, something you've been working on for a long time, and I appreciate that. The care that with which you've worked with development and business community to make sure that their concerns are addressed. It's clear that the voluntary incentive programs haven't seen the participation rates that we were hoping for, and so moving to a mandatory reporting is the right way to go. Thanks to Alyssa Kane and Jackie Dingfelder and others who've worked on this program, and for everybody who's participated. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, I want to again express both thanks and amazement to Alyssa and Jackie and Michael and Susan for the hearing that we had. We were, you know, someone described that hearing as, please regulate me, thank you, which happens so often in our business and only happens when somebody does a lot of very good consensus building over a long time, which is exactly what you've done here. And you worked effectively as partners with the commercial building industry, that proving to them that this was a good idea, and patiently moving the goalpost farther and farther so that we had to run to a new spot. So everybody ran together. It was really an amazing a level of consensus. And that means that not only will we get compliance, but like Commissioner Novick just illustrated, I think people will continue to compete in a beneficial way once those numbers are out there to say, here's how great a job we're doing in actually complying with this shared goal and making all of our buildings more efficient. So excellent piece of work. Thank you very much. Aye. Happy Earth Day.
You all.